K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Wednesday. Little overcast and I don't know, trying to work around what I got going on over here. This is the very first time with this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast. This is very annoying. What I got going on, I'm going to try. We're going to keep this brief and short here. It's got to do something with my tongue. Maybe too much information here. But again, usually, yes, all things K-State sports, football, the return of Colin Klein, which, hey, there was some here. We're going to get into here in a minute. And a recruiting, I'm going to say this for tomorrow because that's when my weekend starts officially. Women's basketball landing recruit, we get that tomorrow, and so much more. Obviously, women's sports, and by the way, yes. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm recording this a little bit before preseason game number one, Omaha. Now again, I'm gonna let y'all know now. We didn't do postcast of preseason last year, so we're gonna keep it close. We'll keep a close eye on this, and maybe do a preseason postcast tomorrow morning. We'll see what Eddie decides to do in general. Because honestly, the ball's in my court on this live edition of this podcast. Oh, by the way, recording this episode on Wednesday night. This will go out in a little bit. So working around, like once again, this feeling is maybe too much information. This weird sensation in my tongue, but we're going to get around it. It's impeccable timing ahead of this weekend, what I got going on. So I'm going to try, obviously I'm going to court on Friday. That's the gist of it. The hope is I am occupied on Saturday. So I am going to record a Saturday episode per usual on this podcast. Again, we don't stop after Friday. No, we keep it moving throughout the weekend there as well, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil it a little bit, and we'll get more into this on a separate episode. K-State women's basketball adding another, this is actually for this year, Tiziana Temp Cowell. Oh my goodness, do you see? Tiziana Temp Cowell from Greece was added. I believe, what was this? Yeah, today. So, K-State. So, this is going to be an additional. This is not for next year. This is for this year. So, yet another international player on Jeff Mee's roster for the upcoming basketball season. So, we'll get into that on a separate episode here. There's a special discount going on for the return of Colin Klein. September 5th. Oh, by the way, yes, exactly 1 month from now, K-State football going down at Bill Snyder Family Stadium when Nichols comes to Manhattan to take on head coach Colin Klein, Avery Johnson, Wendell Gregory, and the Kansas State football team there as well. So I already know the gist of this promotion, right? Because Colin Klein will be number 7. This is going to be a $7 discount. So however you want to put it, right? So how you want to put it, right? So he wore the number 7. Did he wear the number 7 for as a backup? I don't think he did. I mean, that's a handful of years ago. But, yes, there's a $7 discount. So, go on K-State Sports right now if you have not purchased your season opening tickets. The official return of Colin Klein to Manhattan after a couple years away in that town down there, College Station, back for his first head coaching assignment. Well, his assignment is right here. Well, not here in Kansas City, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Oh, boy. So cannot wait for that, obviously. The anticipation is on. We have activity officially for K-State sports, even though, yes, it's preseason, but we have activity tonight. We'll see if I can get any information at least in regards for a postcast is concerned. This is the first of two for Casey Women's Soccer. That is, Colleen Corbin returns. Hurts. It's kind of a new look squad. I kind of called out the names on the podcast yesterday. Go back and check that out. They that return, and there are kind of a lot of new names on there. So, kind of to Colleen Corbin's liking a little bit there, as well as the rain is lighting up here in Kansas City, Missouri. So, yeah, man, it's going to be intriguing to see. Now, Omaha, now, again, I don't know their record from last year, so sorry about that. But the preseason rankings came out for K-State on the women's soccer side. Obviously, that episode is out now, so go ahead and listen to that. And obviously, for one thing, go ahead and make sure you are subscribed to this podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast there as well. Here as well. So, yeah, so the only thing going on, I'll get into more of the latest get for K-State on the recruiting side, which it is going to be this year on this year's roster. Tiziana Temkal from Greece was added earlier today. You have Omaha, well, K-State playing Omaha in Lincoln. Oh, my goodness. In Omaha, Nebraska. Excuse me. I don't know why I have Lincoln on the brain. And then I'm going to fast forward a little bit to next week, right? Next week, preseason across the board, women's volleyball in action for the first time in 2026. They'll take on Missouri State at Missouri State. And then in Manhattan, Seattle University will be the second and final game of preseason for the K-State women's soccer team. So there you go, have it on that there as well. And then things get really ratcheted up just slightly towards the back end of this month, and we're going to have game, and then really September 6th, and really September 5th, it all starts September 5th, really, actually, with the season opener at Bill Snyder Family Stadium for the K-State football team. The action will ramp up. Oh, yeah, baby. So you want to be a part of the action this fall. And this podcast relies on postcasts, but we've been coming up with content, creating content as well. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. I'm hopeful to get in touch with Alex soon, and I'm hopeful to have him on before the season starts. That is the one small goal that I have beforehand. So yeah, man. So we'll see what happens on that. I would definitely like to get him on beforehand and get his thoughts on what has transpired. What has been, honestly, a wild transition from Chris Kleiman, the step down, to getting the easy layup and Colin Klein back in Manhattan, Kansas, and now just days away, just a month away from K-State football. I don't know when fall camp is, whether it's right now or next week, but I'm pretty sure Colin Klein will have his team ready to rock and roll. New staff, new regime, new staff. You have old names, old faces return. Colin Klein's not the only person, and we'll go back through this staff at some point this month. Stanton Weber's back at K-State as a special teams coordinator, trying to revamp the return of special teams. A lot of work to do there, but obviously you have returning pieces at key positions, and special teams is actually one of them. Both the punter and kicker are back, which the kicker did really well last year. I did not see that coming. so there's going to be a lot of activity coming up here on this podcast. You want to make sure you are locked into this podcast here as well. So there's that as well. So the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K Sports, we can get it. We're a podcast found free and mobile daily on Discord. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Make sure you are again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your podcast, and make sure again for like the 1,000th time, make sure if you're a K-State fan, a student, alum, a brand new K-State fan going to campus for the first time, make sure you're locked in to this K-State podcast. Again, we'll have more on the Tiziana TimCal News. I butchered that again. I'm sorry. I will get that pronunciation down before the women's basketball for that episode there as well. But yeah, man. Yeah, activity about to happen right now in a matter of what? Let's see. Back up a little bit here. Back up some more. In a matter of, matter of 5 minutes. Matter of 5 minutes. Preseason. About to go down for K-State women's soccer. We'll see if I can get any kind of some notes there on that game for potential postcast. But yes, postcast after every K-State athletic event, no matter what it is, whether it's football, volleyball, soccer, cross country. We'll get into the cross country here. Probably next week. So I'm going to be hopefully occupied for this weekend there as well. So I'll get into that for tomorrow's episode as well. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics. So, Cats.